Time for the Richmond Market Minute, and our friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us today. He's always kind of keeping us up to date on what data has come out and what we can anticipate. Did you see numbers yesterday that were of note?
John, I thought they were of note. They were of note, and that was housing starts and building permits.
Okay.
If you're looking at numbers there, we are back at levels in housing starts. Just to give you a sort of on a monthly level, if we can see 150,000 or so, that would normally be a good number, particularly through the last 6, 8, 10 years. Did we have much higher numbers than that back during the heyday in the early 2000s? We did. And most analysts that I saw were looking for a housing starts number, maybe in the 145,000 for last month. We came in at 156,000. That's well up from other readings we'd had in the 139,000 range. Building permits are back up again. So we're seeing a trajectory there in that still very core business here in the United States. The residential and multifamily construction continues to remain very strong, John. And I think that's going to remain a solid footing for our economy because we just contribute a lot. And that contributes a lot. And when you see more housing formations, when you see more family units getting started, that's not just good for the real estate business, but ultimately that's good for all of the ancillary stuff that goes from furniture to deliveries to everything. So those numbers remain strong. And I think we're going to look at today when we see the initial jobless claims. I'm suspecting they're going to remain very low again. We're going to get leading indicators out today. We're going to get existing home sales out on Friday. So that part of our economy, I think, remains on very stable footing. And I believe that's going to lend itself to very strong economy. And over time, that will lend itself to continued buoyancy in the stock market.
Yeah.
Now, as investors, we have to understand that while stocks over long periods of time follow our economy, they do become decoupled from time to time. And our stock market has been on a tear, John. We are looking at, with yesterday's rallies, the Dow just below all-time record highs, but the S&P and the NASDAQ all trading at record levels. So there's going to be some corrections in there. We've talked about what can cause those. Some impact from the coronavirus right now seems like that might be logical because there are absolutely going to be some businesses whose revenues and maybe even their profits will be constrained for a little while, and that's going to be reflected in their earnings, and that may give people an excuse to sell off those stocks, take some profits, consolidate at lower levels, whatever you want to call it. So folks need to be prepared for those, but if you look at that shorter term vacillations in stock prices through the lens of that longer-term solid economic growth that I think we're in, you can weather those storms and maintain your asset allocation and in the long run still figure that the stock market's going to be a great place for you to be. So everything for the long-term investor is still in place as far as I can see.
Yeah, it's good to go through that data. It's like a dentist who takes his little tool and tap, 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 tap on your teeth, trying to find the weak spot and then says, you're good. You got to keep checking, but it seems like everything's solid.
Well, one of the things that we see right now, and I'm getting a lot of questions about, does the stock market look to me like the market we had in 1999? And if you remember, we were on an absolute tear in the late 90s with stocks, very speculative stocks, everything to do with the internet at that time, the dot-com bubble, a lot of people may remember. And I see a lot of analogous situations between the stock market right now and the stock market in 99. All right? So could we have some sell-off? Will it be that acute? I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But when I tap on those teeth and look a little bit lower, when I dig down in there and I see the economy, think back in 1999, we had a fairly low unemployment rate, 4.1%. But the difference there is we also had interest rates that were much higher. A fixed rate mortgage back in 1999 would have cost you about 7.5%. So you had very little wiggle room if your stock portfolio began to falter a little bit or if somebody became concerned about their job because the dot-com bubble blew up. That could have and did lead to not a severe downturn, but a noticeable downturn in the economy and a real downturn in the stock market. But when I look at unemployment here at 3.5, but mortgage rates in the low threes and energy prices at $2 or so in gasoline, that lets me know that we can weather a little bit of a downturn in the stock market and not necessarily have a downturn in the economy. And downturns in the stock market after big rallies, very, very common. So we know we're going to get one. We just don't know when.
Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.